One, two.
Local and independent artists. The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
What is up, Bob Country? Good evening. Boy, I'm a little out of breath right now. This was a literal photo finish. I forgot. I was getting you guys all set up with headphones over there. I forgot my own.
Ran,
got back here with 9 seconds to spare. So.
Hey,
that's what happens when you talk about the eclipse all day, all right?
And so I can't stop talking about it still. It's been weeks. It is the Homegrown Show today. We are joined once again by Megan and the Bird Watcher. Welcome back to the Homegrown Show. Always fun when you guys are in town.
Heck yeah, thanks for having us.
And you got a lot going on right now because we're on the verge of a brand new album and a Kickstarter project that is out there in the world.
In the deep. We are thick in the weeds in a Kickstarter.
We're bursting at the seams. We've got so many goods to give, and we just want to give them, people.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about those tiers. I mean, some of the perks that you get for backing this project.
Oh, baby.
I mean, one, I like the way that you worded it on your, I believe it was a Facebook page, probably all your social media, but like, essentially, you're the record label. Like, we're the record label.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
The community out there, backing these artists. So, you want to get involved? You want to be a record producer? You can. Just gotta,
pretty much.
Pretty much. That's
we're
pretty much
an
all
indie band. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We're showcasing ourselves for you. Please, you know, like, if you back us, then we're able to record the music and actually keep on keeping on,
you know? Yeah, because it's not as easy as people think. You know, they're like, why don't you just go and record some songs? Yeah, that's a whole deal, and it requires a lot of people, you know, a lot of time and talent. I mean, when it comes to production, engineering, mastering stuff, there's a lot that goes into a project like this, so it is a big undertaking, and it's awesome to be a part of it. I'm definitely going to be back in your project, and you know what? I think I'll do it on the air here during
show
tonight to show
Please
people how
that.
Easy it is to sign up and to back something on Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm. But well, thank you, Brandon.
It's my pleasure to do it. I love what you guys do. Been a fan ever since that first time you guys were in that room right over there.
Oh, thank you. Aww. Folks should call in so they can suggest a dollar amount to you, I'm thinking.
There you,
know.
You go. Yeah, you let's go. Do that. I mean, I am a broke radio producer, but I'm still going to put my money where my mouth is, and we'll be back in Megan and the Bird Watcher.
Thank you.
Let's give them a little... So the Leap Year Sessions, that's not the actual album. This is a different thing.
Thanks for asking. I feel like there's a little bit of confusion, and even I'm a little confused.
That's just what we do. That's what we do.
We just like to confuse the people.
Keeps us on our toes. Yep.
Yeah. So Leap Year Session, we went in with Eric Koskinen, who's a local amazing artist, producer, singer, songwriter himself. We went and we recorded in a day or two.
Yeah, in January.
In January with him, a 6-song EP. And that EP is called Leap Year. And that's going to be available only through the Kickstarter.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's one of those perks that you get for backing.
Correct. Yep.
It's a 6-song EP that, like, you can literally get, what, like the second week of May. After
our
Kickstarter
is done,
we're going to send it out to people in digital form. Also, we'll print it and send it as well. But
cool.
Yeah. So Leap Year, that's just something that's already done. But what we're actually kickstarting for is our full length, our second full length album. It's called The Americana Dream. We have started recording with a producer named John Fields, who's absolutely amazing. He's recorded people like Pink and Switchfoot and Jonas Brothers and Brandi Carlile. And like, he's
I love all
legit.
They're all very diverse too.
Yeah.
And like, adding you guys to that lineup is awesome.
It's like very much, like we're a country, we're folk, we're bluegrass, we're all these things. So we thought it'd be fun to record with like somebody like that to kind of bring out some different parts of us. So, so the Americana Dream, that's what we're actually kickstarting our for, which is to raise funds to make the album happen.
So the Leap Year Sessions, done with Eric Koskinen, who I've just been in contact with. We're trying to lock down a date to get him on the show, because that's another one that I know, I mean, as in addition to being a singer and songwriter himself, he's worked with so many people. Mm-hmm. His name has dropped an awful lot. And I'm like, dude, he hasn't been on my show, man. We got to get him on. So
we're
working, trying to find a date that works. And we'll definitely get Eric Koskinen in. But we're going to get a little preview of some of his work right now.
Nice.
It's Megan and the Birdwatcher. Full Moons from the Leap Year Sessions.
In my dreams, I thought of you when
I saw the moon. The way your love waxes and wanes again. I'm a little tired of chasing you from room to room. But you're the one that's always done me. We were down on Cherry Street, just taking in the coast. Looking for an answer from the sea. So I'm letting just a few more reasons out between my thumbs before the tide takes them out for me. The little light keeps shining on the time that I keep biding, rolling back and over back again. We get a little older and my rambling days are over. Maybe this ain't just the life of sin. Now I only dream of full moon. Full moon shine away. Now I only dream of full moon. Full moons every day. Won't you come over and wake me up again? It ain't hard for you to do. Let it out with that poison in your mouth. Say if I still move. Say if I still move again. Can't put my finger on it. Don't know if there's a tone. Maybe this is all there is. Now I only dream of full moon shining away. Now I only dream of
and the Birdwatcher, Full Moons from the Leap Year Sessions. That is an EP that you can get if you back Megan and the Birdwatcher on Kickstarter.
God, yeah.
That was so good. I just loved that.
So
wow,
so
amazing.
Good. Well, and I'm going to do it right now. So I'm going to Kickstarter.com.
Let's do it.
It's really, you know.
All you again, have to do is put in my messed up spelling of a name and it
M-A-Y.
Pops, yep. It pops right up.
Easy, yes.
There's no other Megans in the Kickstarter world.
What's funny is there is, if you put in M-A-Y-G-E-N, I think there is that a second one that pops up. I'm like, who are you?
Well, there it is. I found it right there. Megan and the Birdwatchers, the Americana Dream.
There we go.
Back this project. And there then it brings up all the different tiers that you can choose. Mm-hmm. And I love, like, I mean, at the lowest deal, you're getting the album, the digital album. Mm-hmm. And then you can get the physical CD, the whole deal. You got a t-shirt bundle, come a tote now. Bag. Oof. I mean, swag galore.
Swag galore.
Love the hat. Mm-hmm. You know, there's tons of different tiers here. You pick your level, and then you just, you know, click on it. And,
you could even go play some disc golf with me and Noah. The options are limitless.
We wanted to do like a whiskey tasting night, but you cannot do anything like alcohol.
Oh my gosh.
They even sniff something like that. They're like, nope.
No go. You can't. There's no loopholes. Nope. No way to work around it. Doing it right now.
You could email us. We can have a conversation.
Email with proof of your tier.
Yeah.
And they'll have you. So now for me doing it, it is a little quicker because I have pre-set up my whole Kickstarter deal. But I'm like one click away from being done here.
Yes. Well, good. The folks should remember also it's an all or nothing thing. So
we got to hit the goal.
Got to hit our goal. Or else it all goes
away.
Our
goal is $12,500.
Yeah. And what are we at right now?
You're over halfway.
We are at $8,500 and something. Nice. Okay. We're up there. You know, we're not quite 75%, but like a week ago, we were 50%.
I just got some confetti shooting across the way.
Oh, Brandon.
Yeah. Thank you, Brandon Baxter. You just backed Megan and the Birdwatcher. That's simple. I just did it while talking. So head on over to Kickstarter.com or just go to Megan and the Birdwatcher's Facebook page. They got links there and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Super, super easy to back a project. So let's do it. Let's get this album made. Let's and keep doing that. Like, back other people.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to bet that you guys have backed projects.
Oh, big
yes,
time.
Right. Absolutely. Big time. Mm-hmm. Especially like our, you know, sometimes artists have a difficult time supporting other artists because we're all trying to support our own stuff.
Right.
But like, I personally, like, Noah and I, like, try to support as many other artists as we can because we know mm-hmm. very much what the struggle is. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, people
and what
that
goes around comes around. It does. Exactly. Like that's, if you want people to support you, you got to support them.
Absolutely.
I love too when there's like a project where I can get something that I can't get anywhere else either. Or it's like, you know, like, yeah, you can get this, but if you back it, you're getting this special thing. Yeah. We have some stuff like that too, where it's like,
yeah,
this is kind of the only place you can really get this certain thing.
Like
so.
The whole Leap Year EP, you're going to get like 4 or 5 months before we ever even release it. You know, like,
and you're cool. Part of the project.
You're part of the project.
Part of
and
it.
We see your first and last name and we're like, God damn, that person is amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much.
File them away in the thank you category.
Oh, baby. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Well, let's get to some more music. We got some live stuff coming up right around the corner from Megan and the Birdwatcher. This one's from Becky Capel. It's called Say Goodbye. You're listening to The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
I was doing just fine till you came along. Happiness was mine and I sang my own song. You pined for me but you're separate and dry. And I think I need to say goodbye. Yeah, I think I need to say goodbye. You warned me once but you kissed me twice. Now no hard feelings.
Grant, and you're listening to The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
Hell country. Country Truckers, Sad and Lonesome Losing Song. It is the Homegrown Show on Total Country Bob FM. We're hanging out with Megan and the Birdwatcher over in the Homegrown studio. We're going to take a quick break and come back with some live music from Megan and the Birdwatcher on the Homegrown Show, brought to you by Placestead Companies. Listen up, Bob Country. I got some news for you. The Godfather's Pizza Crew's cooking up something special. It's the carryout caper. $4 off a large pizza when you mention you heard this ad on Bob. Just give the number 763-560-2667 a ring and make it snappy. This ain't just pizza, it's a flavor heist. Godfather's Pizza in Brooklyn Park. A pizza you can't refuse. 763-560-2667. Grab a slice, wise guy. Time to dig in.
Godfather's Pizza.
Do it.
To better enjoy your outdoor space, is it time for a space lift? Placestead Companies offers a huge selection of decorative rock, mulch, and famous lawn and garden soils. Order online at placesteadcompanies.com for delivery or pick up in Elk River using Placestead's new homeowner-friendly loading options. Because at Placestead Companies,
we got boulders and rock and mulch and sand, black dirt and soil that plants demand. Fire pits, pavers, and wall. Just one call, you can get it all.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day Super Sale, April 19th through the 22nd, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Broadcasting live from the Barnhouse Exteriors Studios. Storm damage? Need a new roof, siding, or windows? Go to barnhouseexteriors.com for your free no-obligation consultation.
Welcome back to the Homegrown Show, brought to you by Placestead Companies. Today, we're hanging out with Megan and the Birdwatcher over in the Homegrown Studio, and it's time for some live music. You know what? Just recently, I had a dream about you guys. For real, it was you were. Yeah, it's not the first time either, by the way. But you guys were performing "Silver Spring" by Fleetwood Mac.
Great song.
Have you ever covered that before?
No.
You should, because it was epic in my dream.
Baby, I don't want
it's happening.
It's a good song.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll follow you down till the sound of my voice will haunt you. I desperately want you guys to cover that song sometime, so think
next
about it.
Time we're in.
Well, you backed our Kickstarter, so anything's game now. We
that
just
should be
please
a tier perk.
Right?
You know, hey, you get to pick a cover.
Pick a cover? Yeah, that's an idea.
All right, we're writing it down.
Well, you're in the studio. You got some instruments. We got Nick with the banjo over there. We got Noah with the guitar. And there are kazoos in the Homegrown studio for the first time in my experience. I don't know.
Here we go, Larry.
This is going to be fun. I can already tell. So what do you got for us? What are we going to hear?
This is a song called Rhododendron. It's going to be on our album that we are doing the Kickstarter for. The album's called The Americana Dream. And this song is... it's written about my new favorite flower, obviously called the rhododendron. I have loved lilacs my whole life, but
those
I went to Tennessee and I went camping. And I went on a hike and, oh my goodness, these things were everywhere, like all over by the river, like in the mountains.
I know I've seen them before, but I can't picture them in my head. So I'm going to have to Google and see what a rhododendron is. Also, I think you would probably crack up if you saw my notes and how I wrote rhododendron.
Oh
I have no. How do you spell rhododendron?
Who even knows?
Do you guys know? Let's try it right now. Everyone take a crack at it. Megan.
Rhododendron.
I think you nailed it.
Yeah.
I think
that one.
True.
Probably was
that one.
Dead
sounds
on.
Right. I win.
Woo. Megan wins. We all win because we're about to hear it live right now. It's a brand new tune from Megan and the Birdwatcher.
What rhymes with rhododendron? I truly can't imagine. What rhymes with rhododendron that's as beautiful as you? Its leaves are white like your green eyes. Seems to shine from the inside. Some kind of magic, iridescent rhododendron.
creeps along the riverbed just like you creep into my head, enticing me to write a song. Rhododendron, you're blooming right before my eyes. Bet you'll bloom for two lifetimes. You're quite the natural selection. Rhododendron.
Show brand new music from Megan and the Birdwatcher. I did Google rhododendrons, and they're kind of like lilacs, but on steroids. Like they're
lilacs.
So yeah. It was basically this one specific one. It's like the king daddy freaking rhododendron, and it's like baby. A foot tall, and it's like the lyric says, it's like iridescenty, like that like gasoline on a puddle kind of a thing.
Oh, I love that look. Yeah, I know it's terrible for the environment, but it is beautiful.
Anyways, yeah. So that's what it was that I saw and.
Inspiration comes from right? everywhere, you know? Just walking along a river, on a camping trip, boom, there's a flower, that's a song.
There you go. Yep,
there you
exactly.
go.
Well, now I'm with interested kazoos. To see what the next, with kazoos, too, and I think that should be another thing on your merch table. People should be able to buy it's Megan true. And the Birdwatcher official kazoos. What do we got for round two? Because now, and what's the second song about? Is it another beautiful flower or...
So the next one, I think what we're going to do since tomorrow is Earth Day, and I'm like a big hippy-dippy tree-hugger human being. We thought we would play Where Good Things Grow, which is the song that we came out with this past fall, and it was a project that Noah and I were hired on to do for the South Dakota Grassland Coalition to kind of raise awareness about their whole cause, to make sure that farmers are trying to do like regenerative ways of caring for their land and using cattle and like all that kind of stuff to care for the soil and not use so much pesticide and all that kind of crap that us humans have developed.
Yep.
So we wrote a song about it and just how beautiful the grassland region is. And we almost never play it. We've never played it like at a live set or anything. So we thought we'd play it on the radio.
Ooh, perfect.
Yeah.
Megan and the Birdwatcher live on the Homegrown Show. Take it away, guys.
Oh, the wonder of the wild and windy grasslands. Feel the dirt on my hands. Is there any other way? Magic wonder. From the East Hills to the Badlands, all in perfect balance, the way nature's meant to be. I don't ever wanna leave this place. I don't ever wanna see it fade. Wanna watch it grow for generations. All it needs is hard work and patience. My granddaddy said he found the secret. The land misses how it used to be. People tend to overcomplicate it, but it works just the way God made it. Take care of the land, it'll take care of you. If you tend to its roots, it'll tend to yours too. Just roll in nature's face. Don't have Back in the day when the buffalo grazed, they fill their bellies and they leave the place. I've been thinking, wouldn't it be great if we did it just the way that they did? Give the land just a bit of good time, a little rest will get it nice and prime. People tend to overcomplicate it, but it works just the way God made it. Just run with nature's pace. Don't have to fix what you don't break. We all reap what we sow. And the fabric of the grasslands, when my granddaddy came down, the clothes on his back, two silver dollars and an old flower sack. Built him a sod house like his mama taught him to. Yeah, he wrangled up a small herd and made his living off the land, where the winds and the wild stretch for miles and miles. Where he stood is where I stand, he said. Tend to his roots, it'll tend to yours too. Just roll with nature's pace. Don't have to fix what you don't break. We all reap what we sow. And the fabric of the grasslands, the magic of the grasslands, is where good things grow.
Magic of the grasslands, where the good things grow. Megan and the Birdwatcher live on the Homegrown Show. Gotta love nature, and for some reason during that whole song, you know what I was picturing? Have you seen previews for Sasquatch Sunset?
I just saw one earlier.
Yeah, it's a movie that just came out, I believe, like just released nationwide or whatever on the 19th, but it's literal like a family of Sasquatches, but it stars Jesse Eisenberg as one of the Sasquatch.
Really?
Yeah. And it looks pretty hilarious and great. And I don't think there's any dialogue through the whole, you know, because they're Bigfoot. I don't know if Bigfoot speak English or not, but...
Speak by banging on trees. Or
yeah. Yeah, but they're just out there in nature where good things grow, playing with butterflies and things like that, and it looks beautiful.
My
so,
kind of people.
I'm definitely my kind of people, too. I'm one with the set, with the Squatch. Exactly. So I'm definitely going to check out that movie, and I'll be thinking of you guys when I do, just, you know, where good things grow.
Thanks, Brandon.
Beautiful tune. Awesome. Well done, too, for the something you don't play live often. And
thanks.
We got a little special presentation of it here on the Homegrown Show. Let's go for round three.
Yeah. Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. What's up next here, Nonners?
Yeah. Well, another song that's going to appear on the old Leap Year EP. This will come out as a single at some point. But
teamwork over there. They're helping each other out. I love it.
We'll come out on a single in May or June?
Late May.
But you can hear it right here, right now.
Yes.
So, baby. So, this song is called Jericho. And it's my dad used to tell me, my dad grew up on a farm in Winsted, Minnesota. He had nine brothers and sisters. And he always told
Turkey me, farm? Or I know there's a lot of those out that way.
No, not turkey farm. He was a dairy farmer primarily, but they also had, you know, 140 acres. You know, smaller farm, but primarily dairy. And I didn't grow up farming or anything, but I grew up hearing stories about it. And that was kind of the lore of my childhood was farming stories. So I wanted to write a song about that. So,
nice. I love it.
Jericho.
Take it away, guys.
Do you want to do a quick little thing really quick before we play?
Just do it.
Because it'll give people time to go on the Kickstarter.
Oh, do it. Do the thing.
We are at, see, now it's not on the page. We are at like $8,950-something. So we just wanted to say... The next person that gets us over the $9,000 mark is going to get an extra special something in their little package.
Ooh, you be the block that pushes them over
all
that
right.
little goal
yes,
line. You get
it.
A little extra something from Megan and the Bird
You'll
Watcher.
Get an email from us and we'll ask you, like, do you want a hat or a t-shirt or like an extra something to say thank you for getting us over the $9,000.
Maybe a kazoo.
Or maybe a kazoo. Maybe a sign kazoo with like spit on it. You know, you never know.
Kickstarter.com or go to Megan and the Birdwatcher. Yeah, you got a link on your website as well to the Kickstarter.
It's right at the very top. You go to MeganandTheBirdwatcher.com. It's like a big bar at the top that says Kickstarter.
Can't miss it. Yep. And it's super easy to do. And the person that pushes them over that line, a little extra something. So that's again an extra perk. Nice.
Exactly.
Do it while we're singing.
All right, let's do Jericho.
Here we go.
The evening I was overdressed, lost my finger in an apple press. Spent next morning in the lower fields. Watched my granddad ride a horse of steel. Dancing around the holy chair. Satan, bring me silverware. Friday lightning on the man. City boys can't understand. No, they can't understand. Oh, Lord, I'm lost in Jericho. Oh, Lord, I'm lost in Jericho. With the wind on my face, the sun on my soul. Oh, melody. Plain white bread still tastes good to me. If I get it wrong, no, get it right, don't change the way I sleep at night. Still a child of me. And I say, oh Lord, I'm lost in Jericho. Oh Lord, Jericho, with the wind on my face, sun on my soul. Oh Lord, I'm lost in Jericho.
Come on, Nick.
Dance around the holy chair. Satan, bring me silverware.
Satan, bring me silverware.
Here I died and came anew.
Here I died and came anew.
It make me and then I make you. Singing, oh Lord, I'm lost in Jericho. Singing, oh Lord, I'm lost in Jericho. With the wind on my face, sun on my soul. Oh Lord, I'm lost in Jericho. Oh Lord.
Jericho, Megan and the Birdwatcher live on the Homegrown Show. That's brand new music that you can find on the Americana Dream album that is in the Kickstarter phase right now. Looking for backers, head on over to Kickstarter.com, MeganandTheBirdwatcher.com, or the Megan and the Birdwatcher socials. I love you guys live. Do you, You have some shows last weekend, or what do you got coming up?
Oh, we just played the River Falls Bourbon Bluegrass and Bluegrass Bourbon and Brews Festival.
That
River
sounds
Falls.
Like a fun time.
Oh, yeah.
It was.
It was like all over the town at all the different venues, kind of like a big turn in Red Wing kind of situation.
That's awesome. And I love River Falls. That's a cool.
Great town.
Yeah, yeah. We played the American Legion. It's so fun.
Nice.
And then this weekend, we've got the Midwest Country Music Organization.
Oh, that's right. The award show.
Come on now.
We're up for one. Woo-woo.
Yeah. Come on now, baby. Nice. Yeah, where Good Things Grow, actually, that we just played is up for Video of the Year.
Nice.
So that's
that was
be really
a
cool
beautiful genre. Video, too. Just visually stunning. And again, that, like, God in the world did the heavy lifting on that one.
Right?
It's just like,
come on.
I loved your recent post on social media, too, like the with just pictures of nature around you being like, we get to live here.
Seriously.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I'm like so into the earth. It's like dorky. I don't care. It's just like, you know.
Well, we only got one.
Honestly.
You know?
Honestly. And like Earth Day, I'm like so far as like the, I have a t-shirt. Every day is Earth Day with like a big rainbow and like, you know, whatever. I don't care. Like it's very important to take care of where we live.
But tomorrow literally is Earth Day.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Did you decorate? Do you have like a, you
no.
do like a Christmas type thing at your house?
No, no.
You should. That'd
so
be fun.
There's a film called Common Ground, which I'm going to go see, which is all about like regenerative farming and all that stuff about caring for the soil and all that stuff that's
cool.
Playing in Edina. But yeah, just any old thing. Go pick up some trash along the highway, whatever. Just some extra little thing you can do.
Pitch
to
in where you can,
of,
yeah.
Where we live, yeah.
That's it. I love it. Well, Megan and the Birdwatcher, we're going to talk some more with the guys here coming up. But let's get into tonight's Studio A single spotlight. This one going out to Jen Bostic. It's Minnesota Nice on The Homegrown Show.
And now it's time for The Homegrown Show's Studio A single spotlight.
Not an airport for miles, about a small town as it gets. Anxious to get out the day I turned 18. Bought a one-way flight to Boston, about as green as I could be. Ain't it funny how you don't know what you got until it's gone? Sometimes you gotta run away to come back to what you love. That's what they say as the weatherman's called in for snow. Apologizing when you ain't done nothing wrong. Still don't know, I just won't go by. Has to last so long. Ain't it funny how you don't know what you got until it's gone? You're from.
Minnesota.
Hey, it's Russ Parrish, and you're listening to The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
Take care of Nick. Somehow we lost him along the way. He may be just kind of cruising around.
He's probably lost.
Nick. He might be lost. He might be hearing us now. Just follow the sound of our voice, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
We move studios on him. And you know how banjo players are. If you're not like holding their hand.
I don't know. He's going to be walking in circles when we go outside. And we'll get him eventually.
Well, that song there was Working Man by White Iron Band. And speaking of people who are working, Megan and the Birdwatcher. working hard out there, playing music, also tending to families and doing all that kind of stuff. How do you find all the time and the energy?
Oh, we don't.
Yeah, that's the answer. Yeah.
We don't sleep, all right?
Yeah. You know, we just do it. We just do it. We find the time.
I'm answering Nick's call.
Nick is calling us.
Nick's calling live in
the
air.
He should have called the studio line.
We're in the studio. You can see like through the window. You can see Brandon.
Tell him we're in the main room where I was.
Go right back to where we were.
He'll find us.
Oh no! Come on in. We're live on the air.
Yeah, it's all good.
Hang up now. Love you. Bye.
That's live radio. You never know what's going. We'll take calls and whatever. So. We kind of mentioned it briefly, but the Midwest CMO Awards show is coming up. That is next weekend.
Yes. This coming weekend. Sunday. Yeah. So this
Saturday.
Friday.
Saturday. It's Saturday.
Yes.
It is Saturday. That's right. Because they usually had done it, I think, on Sundays. Because that was one of the reasons why I wasn't able to go for a while. Because I was like, man, I got a show to host.
Right.
And then I did get a fill-in 1 year and got to go. But... So, yeah, so Saturday night down in Iowa, and you guys...
Park. Lake Okoboji.
Okoboji. Yeah. That's a fun word.
It is a fun word.
So not only are you guys up for Video of the Year, you're also going to be performing there at the Midwest CMOs.
Yeah, we're like one of the first couple of songs. Hi, Nick.
There
welcome.
He is. He made it. We found him.
He's back.
We're going to be performing, kind of opening up the show.
Cool.
With one of our songs. Yep. So yeah.
Are it's they? Gonna be a great I don't night. Even know. Are they going to like? Is it like a live stream of the award show, or do they broadcast?
I know, like they did that 1 year. I think
they did 2 years ago.
And I watched it.
We were in Colorado for last year, so I don't know what happened last year. But, yeah, I hope so. That'd be cool. Because
it is a really neat deal. And, I mean, if you're not able to get down there, I'd hope that there is a way to experience that. I was really impressed at the one that I went to with how they were able to keep it all on the rails. I mean, there's a lot going on there. Mm-hmm. From
tons of performances.
Performances and the awards. Yeah, I mean, it's just a lot of moving parts, and they kept it together. So that's very cool. I loved all the performances. I experienced some people for the first time at that show and became fans of them immediately. And I still got to get Derek Jones on. He was one of my favorites.
Great. We got to play a show with him. We opened up for Travis Tritt last year, 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah.
It was us, Derek Jones, and Travis Tritt. It was like, that guy's amazing. Derek Jones is. Well, Travis, obviously, but Derek's great.
Awesome. Yeah, I got to get him on the show. And I know he's another one that's not super local, but when we can make it work, I'm going to get him in for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we're going to take one more quick break here, and then we're going to close things out with some more music from Megan and the Birdwatcher. But before we go to break, let's remind people where they can find you online and everything.
I was born in May, and that's how you spell my name. So it's Megan and the Birdwatcher, M-A-Y-G-E-N, and thebirdwatcher.com. We got all our stuff on there. Facebook, Instagram is mostly where we kind of live and cohabitate, and then our website, yeah.
And don't forget about that Kickstarter. More with Megan and the Birdwatcher in just a minute.
Listen to Total Country Bob FM anytime, anywhere, online at mybobcountry.com. Thanks to Aurora Asphalt and Concrete. Go to aurora-asphalt.com for a free, quick estimate.
Spring is right around the corner, and you just remembered your trailer needs to be serviced before the season starts. Crystal Welding has you covered. Crystal Welding in Maple Grove offers a wide variety of services, including welding, maintenance, and repairs for all types of trailers. Crystal Welding is your one-stop shop for all your trailer needs. Go to crystalwelding.com for more information. Crystal Welding. Solutions. Service. Results.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. No time to small because we do it all.
This gardening season, it's time to get the upper hand by getting the soil that plants demand. Hey, it's Travis Ginger, the Pumpkin King here. Last year, I set the world record for the largest pumpkin at 2,749 pounds. Everyone wants to know, how do you do it, especially growing in Minnesota? Well, I'll share one secret with you. I use Total Garden Blend made by Placestead Companies. It's a remarkable combination of ingredients that are perfectly formulated and supercharged for growing. It's so light and airy, yet retains moisture really well. I bury my vines with it, and within days, the roots are exploding out of the ground. Being a horticulture expert, I have tried a ton of different soils, never found anything quite as good as Total Garden Blend. Now, you might not be trying to grow a record-setting pumpkin like me, but imagine what it can do for your plants. It's ideal for raised garden beds, pots, and containers. You can water less, weed almost never, nearly maintenance-free, and wait till you see the results. Do yourself a favor, stop by Placestead Companies, get in bag or bulk, or go to your nearest garden center and ask for it by name.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. so I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
What companies would you want to work for? Just Capital is a nonprofit that tracks which companies are a force for good. Companies like Bank of America, which just earned the prestigious Just Capital 2024 seal. Bank of America is ranked number one in the banking industry and number one for their ongoing commitment to workers, offering best-in-class benefits, including a minimum wage of $25 an hour by 2025. Visit JustCapital.com to learn how a just business is a better business.
Furnished by Just Capital.
Total Country Bob FM.
The Homegrown Show, already wrapping up because an hour just flies by, especially when you're having fun, and it's always fun when Megan and the Birdwatcher are here. Again, we got the new album in the works, The Americana Dream. Looking for backers on Kickstarter. And don't just back this project. Back all the ones that you're, you know, a fan of and the people that you love. That's the way to make things happen these days.
Yeah, it really fills the souls of the people that are trying to put themselves out there. It's super vulnerable to, like, go out and be like, hey, can you help us?
It's tough to ask for
but
help, you know.
Here we are, you know, so.
Yeah. And it takes a village to make an album.
There you go.
It sure does. So we didn't have the full band here. Do we need to give some shout outs to the missing members? The missing people?
Nah.
That sounds fair. We got Nick back, which is the thing that we needed.
That's all we need.
And we did vow to give Nick the last word. So what do you got for us?
Words of wisdom, Nick.
I don't know.
Oh, do you want to say that we have like $20 left to hit that
9,000? Oh, yeah. That's where we do have about $20 left until we hit that $9,000. And the person who does that, we're going to give something special.
Nick will send you some
pictures.
I'll do something for you. I'll send you a cockroach.
A cockroach inside of a kazoo.
Nick keeps cockroaches. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. We can't go into the story right now. Next time. That's a story for next time.
Ooh, we got a story for next time. All right, put a pin in that. Write it down. We'll definitely get to it. Again, and also a shout out to Karen, who's out there backing you guys all the time. She's one of the best. So. Just the whole community that makes it all go. Shout out to all the homegrown artists out there. And hit me up when you got something going on like this, and I'll get you on the show to talk about it.
Absolutely.
Megan
so
and the Birdwatcher, you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. We're going to close things out with Take It to the Garden. This is the first song of yours that I ever heard performed live right over there in the studio next to me, and I've loved it ever since. So we're going to close with that one. We'll catch you next week with first-timer to the show, Kanan James. You guys might run into him at the Midwest CMO Awards because he's going to be there.
Let's go.
We got the Four Outdoorsmen coming up next, followed by Real Talk Outdoors. So keep your knob right here on Bob. We'll catch you next week on the Homegrown Show. Until then, peace.
Garden somewhere up a mountain, keep it in your memory. Yeah. Wanna write a love song so that when you sing along, maybe.